Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following is a KMOX Sports presentation.
Kept in by O'Reilly. Now to Falk. A shot. He scores! Falk! Now on for Schwartz. To Walker. Shoots. He scores! Oh, maybe what a goal there by Walker.
And shortly after that, Schwartz does a good job of just getting it towards Walker. And Walker, with great hand-eye coordination.
I mean, every player has their own tendencies, so you try and work with that. But I mean, I don't want to change anything in regards to my game. You know, I think there's a reason why I'm there, and that's my game. So I don't really want to change that. But you know, obviously, I want to make things work with them. So any questions I have, I'm sure they'll answer them and help me out.
You know, hopefully, you kind of get something going tonight as a line here. He kind of fits kind of right into what we do. We don't try and play a flashy game by any means with me and Schwartzy, so we're just trying you know, forecheck hard, grind it out, wait for opportunities and chances, and I think him being on our line, like I said, he's going to bring a ton of speed and skill. You know, looking forward to playing him.
Now Shen, sandwiched by two Penguins, gets it back for Perron, in front, great pass to Schwartz, he scores! What a play!
Just keep there and see how it goes. I mean, I think that he's going to be good for that line, you know, brings a big work ethic and skating, getting on top of people. And like I said, it goes back to training camp. He had a great camp and then, you know, went down to the American League and has been their best player down there. So he's going well right now.
They're on their feet here at Enterprise Center. Blues about to win their third in a row, 17th of the year.
Any divisional game is exciting. This one's no different. Exciting building, exciting team, you know, some high-end skill over there that it's going to be a challenge to have.
Coach Odom bleeds black and gold, and I understand that, which made it not an easy decision. Did not make this move lightly, and I made this move to move our program forward, to build on the success of our past, of our current players, and those yet to come.
Welcome to the Munganess St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
On the Monday night, Chris Raby with you on KMOX. It is the December. How did that happen? Second 2019 edition of the program. Happy to be with you for about 90 seconds before we talk a little hockey with Darren Pang and then get set for Monday night football. You just heard the Blues highlights courtesy Fox Sports Midwest Audio, courtesy Blue Note Productions. A couple of nice wins over the weekend over the Stars in Dallas. And then they spank the Penguins. 5-2 at Enterprise Blues in Chicago, taking on the Blackhawks tonight. Blues and Blackhawks going at it at the United Center. That game comes up at 7:30. You also heard from Jim Stark, Mizzou Athletic Director. Oh, man. Whew. Barry Odom. Dunzo. You know, talk about this tomorrow. Because, again, I don't have very much time. But I give Jim Stark a lot of credit. And listen, we're all adults. You don't need the qualifier that you never like to see anyone lose their job. And sure, would it have been nice if things had worked out for Barry Odom at Mizzou? Absolutely. You know, that guy, no one questions how much he loves the University of Missouri and how much, you know, he wanted it to work out and how much he put into it, but, you know, it just didn't work. Just didn't work. So, again, kudos to Jim Stark. Good luck, Barry Odom. He'll be fine. And I'm ready for Mizzou to be relevant in anything again. All right, Darren Pang, bringing the Pang, brought to you by T.R. Hughes Homes. Monday Night Football coming up. Blues getting ready to take off the Blackhawks tonight in Chicago. And we turn it over to Tom Ackerman.
I'm Tom Ackerman. It is time to bring the Pang. It's sponsored by T.R. Hughes Homes, St. Charles' premier new home builder. We bring you to Chicago. And Fox Sports Midwest analyst Darren Pang is with us to talk some hockey on KMOX. Panger, how are you? The Blues are in Chicago taking on the Blackhawks, one of the great rivalries in the league.
Yes, it is. Even though the Chicago Blackhawks, Tom, haven't been in the playoffs and haven't won a playoff series, actually, or game since the Blues beat them in the seventh game at home and Troy Brouwer scored the next year. Do you believe that? The next year, Chicago lost four straight to Nashville and haven't made the playoffs since. So although that's happened, I think it's still a rivalry, and I think it's still always a really good test.
I agree with you. I remember being in the seats. I ended up buying a ticket for that last minute because I just wanted to sit close to the ice and witness a Game 7 against the Blackhawks. And until the Blues went on their Stanley Cup run, that was one of the top moments in the team's history for me, being that close when Troy Brouwer scored. How is Brouwer, by the way, being around him again?
You know what? I think Brouwer's done really, really well. And both being around him is great because I always liked his personality, and he's an old-school hockey player that you ask him a hockey question, he doesn't give you some cliche. He thinks about what you asked, you know, what you've asked, and he gives you a good answer. I think he's got a lot to give still. And I've been impressed, Tom, with his, I think, his energy. For a guy that went to training camp with the Florida Panthers and then was home, I know he was skating with the Calgary Hitmen. It's the WHL. It's the finest, you know, junior league. But that's not the same. And so I'm really impressed with how seamlessly he slipped in here.
How about Nathan Walker seamlessly moving his way in? The guy scores a goal, it gets taken away because of offsides, then he whacks one out of the air and scores. This guy can play. He's something.
Incredible. I've enjoyed seeing him. I enjoyed him in training camp, and all the veteran players would tell me, like, this kid can play. He's got a lot of hockey sense, and he's got a lot of good grit about him. And so what I liked about the last game was that he started out on the fourth line with McEachern and De La Rose. And when the game looked like it was maybe getting a little sloppy in the second period, Craig Berube, with that magic touch of his, threw him up on the top line with Shannon Schwartz. Whether that was because of Walker or whether that was because he didn't like Thomas's game, I'm not sure. I'll ask Chief later about that. But he put Walker up there, and I thought Shannon Schwartz were dynamic from that point on, and then obviously he ends up scoring that goal. So a very likable guy, but more than that, a very competitive player that can skate like the wind. So I'm happy to have a little guy with gumption up on this lineup.
We had Craig Berube on KMOX yesterday, and he talked about a couple of injury updates. First of all, good news on Alexander Steen.
He's doing well. He's really coming around, and he's actually been on the ice yesterday and today, so that's a real good sign, and he'll just continue to do that until he feels like he's ready to go.
And how about this on Oscar Sundquist?
It's not as bad. So you know, he's actually going to come on a trip with us. We'll see how he does, if we can get him on the ice, and we'll go from there. But I don't expect it to be too long.
And Sonny was playing so well before that injury. A big part of the reason, Ivan Barbashev, another name, as to why the Blues have excelled here. They're scoring goals, and it looks great, especially with Vladimir Tarasenko out.
There's no question about it, that it's the plug-and-play method. And the simplicity of Craig Berube is what makes him so great, in my opinion. He doesn't confuse things. And anybody that comes into the lineup, the system wins. The system is the reason why the Blues can have this plug-and-play success. It's not a difficult system, but it takes attention to detail, and it constantly moving your feet. And when you come back in your own zone, you better come back through the middle of the ice, and they break up a lot of plays. I mean, so, yeah, you're right about Barbashev. I think Zach Sanford has been terrific, and I think Ryan O'Reilly has played his best two games in probably a month. So that's great that he's feeling it right now and starting to play the way that we normally see Ryan O'Reilly play.
O'Reilly assists in his last four games. Here's something else that Chief and I discussed. This is the last thing we talked about, and you can hear the whole interview, folks, if you want, at KMOX.com. But the Blues are now Stanley Cup champions. It's just different. They know how to find that extra gear.
Knowing how to win is a big thing in this league, because you're not always going to, you know, play good hockey on a consistent basis in this league. You're going to go through lulls. But if you can, you know, teams that know how to win, they win a lot of those games when they're not playing well, and that's a big thing.
They're just so good on the forecheck. They have so much talent. They do so many little things, Darren Pang. I just believe this Blues team is here to stay for a while. They're not going anywhere.
No, they're not going anywhere, and he's so right about knowing how to win. You know, even early on when the Blues weren't playing very well, they still got points. And most teams would have fallen apart in those situations. But instead, the Blues hung on and found a way to get either back into the game, find their game, or just hang in there and get a few points. And so knowing how to win is big. The confidence to know that you've done it before is big. And winning the Stanley Cup is obviously the most important thing. But now you recall any player that comes up from the minors or you make a trade, they know what's expected inside that room, because there's already a fabric and an expectation that's there every single night.
What a group they have. Doug Armstrong has continued to build this organization. And from Tom Stillman to Doug Armstrong to Craig Berube, they just have a well-run organization right now. What is the buzz around the league? I mean, you hear from everybody. The Blues, I don't want to say disrespected, but they were not considered to be a favorite for the Stanley Cup coming out of the offseason, I don't think. I think that changes now.
Yeah, I do agree with you. I think the only reason why they wouldn't be given more respect to win is just because the simple facts that it is just too difficult to defend. I mean, you know, the 97-98 Red Wings did it, and then the Pittsburgh Penguins ended up doing it a couple of years ago. But you hardly bet on that horse to win again. I guess that's why the team that wins doesn't get too much respect after they've won it. Washington was the same way last year. But as the season goes on, the reality sets in for everybody. And when I'm around the league, what I hear from other coaches and what I hear from other players is that there's a certain stranglehold that the Blues put on any team, and the other teams are running out of breath. And when the Blues play that way, the other teams just don't touch the puck. And when you don't touch the puck, you make a mistake. Like Pittsburgh's penalty kill the other night. You know, they couldn't get the puck away from the Blues. They got frustrated, and they ran out of position. And sure enough, Jaden Schwartz was all alone in front of the net. And that's kind of what the word is around the league when the Blues are absolutely on their game.
It's going to be a fun week with a lot of attention, I think, on the Blues when they go to Chicago, when they go to Pittsburgh, and certainly when the Maple Leafs will come here, because all of Canada will be paying attention to the Stanley Cup champion Blues. We'll get to that when we catch up with you again on Friday. It's always a treat to have you on KMOX, Darren Pang. Have a great call from Chicago as the Blues take on the Blackhawks tonight.
Tom, thanks very much. Have a great week.
That's Darren Pang. I'm Tom Ackerman on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.